אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
My name is Gero Hoffman. I'm an architect and I live in Melbourne from the last 15 years. Previously I lived in Sydney and Melbourne is a very lovely city.
Where do you live in Melbourne?
I live in Cheltenham, which is about 20 kilometers southeast of the city of Melbourne.
And can you tell us what's the atmosphere now in Melbourne with the coronavirus crisis?
Currently, people have to wear a mask everywhere if they are out of their house or unit. It has to be in the buses, streets, everywhere. It's mandatory, and it's difficult for people to comprehend what is the situation now, but they have to prevent the fine of $200 if you don't do it in a public arena.
So do you see people are keeping it, are walking around in the street, in the shops with masks?
Yes, almost everybody is going with masks. They have started a few days ago, even before the lockdown was there. I saw a lot of people doing that in the supermarket and taking this alcohol gel in their hands. Now they started even with gloves, coming to supermarket or any other place that they want to choose, fruits, grocery, etc., with masks and gloves. And they are obeying the rules.
Well, with the numbers of people getting sick every day in Victoria, I'm not surprised. And look, they closed the airport. Can you comment about it?
It's very interesting because it looks like we are in a big isolation. If you can't go through the border to New South Wales, if you work in Wodonga and Albury, which are two cities next to the border, and you can't sell your merchandise and you can't fly, it's like you are in a war. People are afraid now. What is the second stage? A few days ago, it was 440 people infected. And
per day?
Per day.
Yes.
And people are afraid that we are going to have the stage four, which means lock everything. You can't go out, you can't go to the supermarket. And so if we can prevent the increase of infected people, we can stay like this for 6 weeks, as declared by the government, and then it can be reduced a little bit or released a little bit.
And we were talking about the face masks. People are wearing face masks from the shop, so you see a lot of homemade ones.
Most of them, I don't know in percentage, most of them are, the commercial
face
masks.
Sure.
Yes. But some people started to do funny things, like putting somebody took an underwear of his, turn it upside down, and he has a mask, you know. But but most of it is commercial, the NK95 or the Bunnings stuff. Yes.
So you can basically anything that covers your nose and mouth will pass as a mask.
Yes, it is.
Right.
You have to prevent your airdrops and breath from your next person, or prevent yourself to inhale the other guy who stands next to you, even though it's 2 meters, but you have to prevent yourself.
Well, I mean, it proves in other countries, having face masks on did prevent the pandemic, from spreading. I know in Hong Kong, although they now there is they're regressing, but for a while they actually kept it from spreading with the face masks. But I know now that in Victoria they are investigating what happened with hotel quarantine and with all the security guards that were celebrating with the guests and allegedly were celebrating with the guests that were in quarantine. What's the story there?
Well, it's still under investigation, but what the public knows at the moment that it was a very rapid decision, and they tried to recruit a lot of people to be part of this a security guard. They didn't get any information how to do it, what to do, but the only thing was basically prevent people to walk out of their apartment door, just stay at home. And probably, you know, bad guys are always there in a pack of potatoes. So it wasn't so funny at the end. And we'll see the result of it.
Yes, well, I mean, it's very sad because whatever happens in Victoria impacts us all in Australia. And I never thought that I'll see in my lifetime borders in Australia closed, hermetically closed. This is something that we didn't imagine, but we didn't imagine this type of pandemic to happen also. When we used to talk about the Spanish flu, we thought it's something that only happened 100 years ago. Cannot happen after we reach the moon. But we reached the moon and we have another pandemic.
Yeah, but you know, sometimes as I am an optimistic guy, you can take the positive out of this negative time, because first of all, less cars in on the streets, people, so this is one, the environment point of view. But on the other hand, you stay at home, you see your wife or husband, you see your kids, you invest your more time of your own family gathering. You can study more, you can read more, and spend less. So
this is very good optimism. Spend less, because lots of people don't have the money these days with the over 9% unemployment in Australia, and it will be more after JobKeeper stops. We will have a big problem.
Yeah, others say that they gain weight because they are walking between the fridge and the lounge sofa. So they take every hour something to eat. So
that is a problem.
It is.
Giora Hoffman from Melbourne, thank you so much for your time, and we'll get some updates from you later on.
עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.